You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is Apple lockdown mode. Spelled Apple, as in the technology company that produces Macs, iPhones, and iPads. Lockdown, as in a state of restricted access. And mode, as in a way of operating. Definition: an optional security mode for macOS and iOS that reduces the attack surface of the operating system by disabling certain commonly attacked features. Example sentence: lockdown mode prevented the spyware from exploiting the zero-day vulnerability in FaceTime. Origin and context: as of this episode, lockdown mode is an upcoming security feature that will be included with iOS 16, iPadOS 16, and macOS 13 Ventura. The mode is disabled by default, but can be enabled in settings under privacy and security. Lockdown mode is intended for a small number of users who believe they are more at risk than the general purpose internet user of being targeted by cyber adversary groups. Examples might include dissidents, company executives, senior government officials, and journalists, like Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist who was tracked using the NSO group's Pegasus software by unknown parties. On October 2, 2018, assassins murdered Khashoggi when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. According to Apple, quote, lockdown mode offers an extreme optional level of security for the very few users who, because of who they are or what they do, may be personally targeted by some of the most dangerous digital threats, such as those from the NSO group and other private companies developing state-sponsored mercenary spyware. Turning on lockdown mode further hardens device defenses and strictly limits certain functionalities, sharply reducing the attack surface that potentially could be exploited by that software, end quote. Nerd reference: in July 2021, Frontline, a PBS news program, published their investigation of the Pegasus software.
On October 2, 2018, journalist Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey and never came back out. Around the time of his murder, a powerful spyware may have been used to surveil his family.
Activists, journalists, all are said to have been hacked by spyware developed by the Israeli company called the NSO Group.
A consortium of news outlets from around the world, including Frontline, have been investigating the use of the spyware called Pegasus and the Israeli company, NSO Group, that sells it to foreign governments.
The government can see anything on the phone, including pictures, contacts, listening into calls.
As part of the investigation into Pegasus, Washington Post reporter Dana Priest traveled to Istanbul. Working with the journalism nonprofit Forbidden Stories, the reporters were given access to 50,000 phone numbers concentrated in countries known to be NSO clients. They included journalists, politicians, human rights activists, and Jamal Khashoggi's fiancée, Hatice Cengiz. Dana Priest and a producer working for Frontline and Forbidden Stories met with Hatice to verify if her phone had in fact been hacked.
On the 6th of October of 2018, seems to have been was followed by some additional traces on the 9th and then on the 12th.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.